Chairman, I'd like to speak in favour of the appointment of Avan. Clearly he's got relevant industry experience with his property background in South Africa. I'd just like to clarify a couple of points. Of those votes up on the screen, there are 1.69 million lodged. Can you tell us how many are controlled by Centro? So is it about 800 million? How many has Centro, the parent, the manager, voted? Obviously against me, I'm presuming in favour of the incumbent. So just the meeting can work out what the independent voters are doing versus obviously what Centro, as the controlling shareholder, has done.
Thank you. We don't have the precise number, but I would expect it to be about a majority of the against would have been in respect of Centro Holdings. However, there were significant votes against. We can provide you with more detail after the meeting if you want, Mr. Mayor.
I'm surprised you don't know that number off the top of your head. I mean, clearly you've walked in with 50%. I mean, is it? I mean, we'll see. I guess we'll see it with Aaron in part, because Risk Metrics, the big proxy advisory firm, have recommended in favour of myself and Avan and against the rest of the incumbents. So clearly we'll see the votes flow like that. I'd also be interested in hearing from Avan, if it's okay, on what his connection was. So usually with new directors, you know someone, you've been in business. Was it just a straight Egon Zehnder headhunter situation where he'd met none of you, or was he previously associated with Mr. Wilkinson back in South Africa, or what was the connection? And how committed is he to this whole separation notion? Like, we don't want a new director who's cozy with the incumbents. We want a new director who's going to forcefully drive the separation from Centro and ultimately what probably should be a rebranding of this vehicle. So can we hear from him on his commitment to serve separately from the parent and to represent us independent shareholders in restoring and salvaging something from the rubble?
Thank you for your question. First, I think it's important to recognise that I'm a substantial private shareholder in CER and CER alone, and for that very reason alone, I have a material interest in its success and its stability. I come from a history of being involved in the private investment arena, and I'm interested to see how the knowledge that I've gained in private real estate investment and understanding risk and structuring deals in the private space can be used and incorporated into the public space and obviously to add substantial value. So for me, it's a personal challenge to try and make a difference, to try and make a meaningful contribution to this business. And that is the reason why I was open to getting involved and trying to make a difference. I had no historic relationship with any of the board members in any capacity relating to real estate at any level, and there's no agenda that I have outside of actually making a real difference. And frankly, if I can't make the contribution that I'm expecting to make for myself, then I will stand down in time. So I don't need this position, thankfully. I was involved in, as you could see, building a very substantial business in South Africa. I'm doing this as a personal challenge to try and make a difference and to try and help many people who have suffered as much as they have. And, you know, I know I'm dealing with a lot of pensioners, and this has really hurt a lot of people. And I will derive much personal satisfaction if I could participate in turning this business around. So that is the reason why I'm here. I hope that answers your question.